I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Pastors and church leaders faced many difficult topics this year, and 2020 isn't over yet. People in the pews have varying but strongly held opinions about politics, COVID-19, race riots, and more. Whether it's navigating pandemic regulations or the fallout from elections, church leaders need our prayers. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries lists prayer ideas at missionnews.org. November 1st was the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Now that it's over, how can we support our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ? Frontiers USA enables gospel outreach in the Muslim world. President Bob Blinko says we can see persecution as a hopeful sign that the gospel is present, even in hostile regions. There are some places with no persecuted church because no church exists and there's no gospel witness. Although IDOP is over, please keep praying for persecuted Christians. Dot Morris, Mission Network News.